Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much. And as you may know, there will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and also for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
No, I'll be voting.
So is that a definitely voting in primary or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you very much. Now, first answer, if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people and organizations. The first one is Joyce Chapman.
Don't know her.
What about Clint Dan Horn?
Not familiar with him either.
Okay. What about Harold Dutton?
Yes.
And do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of him?
Favorable.
Is it very or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next one is Danny Norris.
I'm not familiar with Dan and Nora.
That's fine. The next organization is a Houston Independent School District, or HISD.
There's me.
And do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of the HISD?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. And the last person in the list is Sheila Jackson Lee.
Very favorable.
Thank you very much. Now, as you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. Which is closer to your opinion about this? Support a state takeover because the HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous, or oppose a takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools?
I oppose.
Thank you. And in March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
Harold Dutton.
Thank you very much. Now, next, here are a few statements about the current longtime state representative, Harold Dutton, and his record. Please rate your reaction to either very positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or very negative on this statement. Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money.
I decline to answer those. I'm not familiar with those.
We just want to know if your reaction to that statement is very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative.
Say it again.
We want to know if your reaction to the statement.
The statement.
Yes. So what is your reaction to the statement that Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money? Is it very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Positive.
Is it very or just somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. The next statement is, Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme.
Favorable.
Is it very,
very
Okay, thank you. The next statement is Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston.
Very.
Very positive or very negative?
Positive.
Thank you. The next one is he voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners.
Very positive.
Thank you. The next one is Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with that one.
But what is your reaction when you hear that? Is it very positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Somewhat negative.
Somewhat negative, thank you. The next one is, Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it.
Very negative.
Thank you. And the last statement for this session is he's fighting against the extreme Republicans' bans on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion even in cases of rape or incest.
I'm declining now for that.
Okay, that's fine. Now, based on this information, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for State House if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
Dutton.
Thank you very much. Now, just a few questions for classification purposes. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
Thank you. Do you currently own or rent your current place of residence?
That doesn't matter.
Okay, that's fine. Do you consider yourself African-American or Black?
That doesn't matter.
This is just for classification purposes, sir.
What's the difference?
Oh, well, we want to classify the information as...
African-American.
Thank you very much. Do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
Yes.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.